Do you mind if I record this?
No. Let me know when you're going to start.
I'm ready. Today's this is July 2008?
July 2008. I don't remember what day it is.
I don't either.
9.
9? Okay.
July 9th, 2008.
I'm just going to keep it informal if you guys don't mind. We don't have a lot of people here. The main will be 7:30 with Jeff Lagulo talking about Open Solaris. We've got a little bit of time before then for the rest of the meeting format. Basically, what we want to do first is talk about some nuts and bolts stuff. Typically, it's called a tutorial format if nobody's ever been here before. And the talk or the tutorial tonight is on Sitebar. Anybody ever heard of Sitebar yet?
I have heard of it.
Okay. Well, does everybody know what Delicious is?
Yes.
Okay. Sitebar is sort of a version of Delicious. And basically what it gives you is something like this. Now here's a Sitebar pop-up window. This is the public site, you know, the Sitebar organization. I just signed up with it tonight just for the heck of it to see what's up there. But this is the way the Sitebar works. And it all gives you a web interface to bookmarks, which is step one. We'll talk about step two later. But basically, it gives you a web storage for bookmarks, which is pretty cool. And you can share them. We were going to try to go ahead and set it up on Bud today so everybody could see it, but ran into some time roadblocks, so that's not going to happen tonight. But in the near future, we will have Sitebar set up on Bud. And there'll be a link, probably sitebar.slug.org or something like that. And you know, we'll have it set up so everybody can share bookmarks and have a public bookmark space for the community. Now, what I did though is set up my own private one. But before we go there, let's see what the public says about Sitebar. It is open source. It is Germany. It's over in Germany, I believe, because I see some German stuff on here. But they have a public server. The neatest thing is the way it interfaces with Firefox. Okay, you can use it as your Firefox bookmarks, or you can use the extension. Add-ons. Okay, here we go. And let's see, where is it? Here it is. Bookmark Synchronizer. Bookmarks, it's a Firefox extension that lets you connect to an FTP/WebDAV server and synchronize in XML. This is a handshake process that Sitebar has developed, to my understanding. There may be other applications for it, but this is the way it works. There are some options for it. This is the screen you get when you do the synchronization. Now what I do is I've got my own Sitebar server set up on one of my domain names. I have a directory, and the protocol they use is called XBEL Sync. The neatest part of this is with Firefox 2.0, the extension for 3.0 isn't out yet because things have changed a little bit for 3.0. It will automatically synchronize your bookmarks on start when you open Firefox and when you exit, and then you can also flush them manually. So whenever I open this browser, I have my bookmarks that are exactly the same as what I have on my website. Which is right here. Okay. So from here down to here, they're in this browser sync folder. I have one folder on my server for a browser, and then I have another folder here for stuff that I don't keep, I don't want to sync to the browser. And if I make a change here, let's say, let's make a new one here. Let's just call it new bookmark. Okay, where'd he go?
It's up one.
Up one. Oh, okay. I wanted to put it in there. Now, if I go here and if I go and synchronize bookmarks, upload. It'll synchronize to what's on the server. And now when I reload this page, there's my new bookmark. And any one of the other five machines I run, when I open their version of Firefox, it will synchronize down, and that bookmark will appear in their bookmarks.
Does it have a public and private section?
It does. Depends on the way you set it up. We'll go through the settings here in a minute.
Cool.
If you're running without the plugin, what do you get?
If you're running without the plugin, you just get the web interface. Although it's a good question. I don't know about a Mac.
Well, it should be identical to anything else without the plugin.
Yeah. I don't know about synchronized. Well,
that's Firefox.
Yeah, come to think of it, Firefox would be Firefox, right? There's nothing OS dependent in Firefox.
Unless it's Firefox 3, in which case it's not ready yet.
Right. So I would think it would work on a Mac.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
I was just wondering what it looks like with a plug-in, since Firefox 3 doesn't have a plug-in.
But anyway, it's just, where am I? It's just so cool. You can use their public links. There's sidebar in the main window. When you add a link to sidebar, if you want to add a link on the website, you get a little interface here, parent folder, which is where it is. Call it dummy test. You can also supply a fav icon if you want to, although I don't do that. You've also got advanced controls down here. I don't play with them yet, but there's a lot of flexibility in here that, now you've got dummy test there. Now, if I go back to my bookmarks, there's no dummy test here. But if I download now, there it is. Now, the only gotcha, which is kind of interesting because it's a known problem, is that, go ahead and delete that. The toolbar folder. There's an issue with the toolbar folder. If you look at your bookmarks file, and let's see, where is the file on this machine? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't open a file in Firefox. Anybody know where he keeps the? Sorry for showing the. Is it local settings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that might be application settings. You're going to have to show all
systems. You don't know what folder's in?
Try application settings.
It's which is not, which is what
in tools options and see more.
Yeah.
No, you didn't click the right one. Hide protected operating system. Yeah, you hit that
backwards
the bottom one.
No, it's okay. Oh, I see. There you go. Yeah, that's
it.
You're looking for the file.
Here it is. If you look at the bookmarks file, what's my editor on here? I'll show you what the problem is. No, I didn't want to do that. Here it is.
What, no BI?
I hate VI. If you look right here, this is the entry for that folder. In other words, here's the name of it, Bookmarks Toolbar Folder. But if you look in the hidden data for that XML entry, this attribute, Personal Toolbar Folder, tells Firefox that this is your toolbar folder. So it can actually be any name. Bookmarks Toolbar Folder is a default. The problem is, if you download this folder from Sitebar, it doesn't know to preserve those attributes. And as soon as you open Firefox, it'll create a second Bookmarks Toolbar folder. Does that make sense?
Does not have the attributes of the real
one. Right, because so what you have to do is, the trick to that is when you're managing Sitebar, you know, say you want to clear all your local bookmarks and just go get the site from the website. You can download them and, you know, turn off the merge and download, and it'll overwrite your current bookmarks. And then what you do is go in and move your bookmarks toolbar into the right folder, delete the bad one, and come back here and check merge. Does that make sense? Because the folder name is what Sitebar uses. But you have to have the hidden attribute there so Firefox knows that it's your toolbar folder. So I found that out the hard way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the first time you download without merging, you got two toolbar folders.
And that's like the first time when you're right. Once you do that, then you're okay.
Yeah, but Once you create it, write, and then merge, from then on you're okay, right? Because you're never replacing the folder itself.
Right. Oh, and the attributes there.
Right.
So Firefox.
Right. So once you got the folder with the attribute, Sitebar just looks at the name of the folders and knows what to synchronize. So the point is, if you're downloading clean and you're not merging, you'll get two bookmarks toolbar folders. Move what you want into the one Firefox, create it, delete the other one, turn on merge, and from then on you'll be okay. Okay. All right. What else is interesting? All of the admin screens in Sitebar are pretty slick. Here's all the user settings. I'm not sure what the paste modes mean. You've got different skins you can use. I happen to try to choose the modern. You can specify where you want to search, because when you use the search bar up here, you can search the bookmark names, which is kind of cool. You're searching the bookmark names instead of a Google search. And you're searching your own bookmark names. And let's see, default sort mode, you can change the sort mode. Here's my URL I'm using. Order folders, folders first, links first. I don't play with the fav icon stuff, so I always leave it off. Our decorations. And what else do we have here? Hide XSLT speech. Let's see. Show public. Yeah. You can designate public and private bookmarks. You can have multiple members on the server, you know, which makes it just like Delicious. You know, you can have, you know, we can have all the Sloog people managing a community bookmarks set for people to share, for people to see. I'm not sure how that worked out, but hopefully the hackers won't corrupt it. We were looking at it. Carl called me up this morning and said, "Hey, when was the last time you looked at the wiki?" Turns out somebody had been in there for a month just. No, luckily they only play with three or four pages, we could see from recent changes. But, you know, I mean, they were just putting, you know, not just, I don't know what it is, it's links, link pages, maybe something to do with, you know, Google rankings or search engine rankings. So we had to move the URL again. Do what? Yeah, because Carl was in there looking for some information for a project. And you can manage your own trees here. Change your order of trees. In fact, yeah, I've got one hiccup here. I'm not sure what the problem is, but I've got a tree that is corrupted. So to move it out of the way, I just put it on the bottom of the list for some reason. Now I can't see it to delete it, but maybe it's hidden. There are no hidden trees. Okay. The integrator page here gives you all the tricks for integration with Firefox, Opera, Internet Explorer. I've never heard of Maxon. Or you can also integrate with Conqueror and things like that, you know, built-in browsers and various Linux distributions. Like you can have a, you know, here's the pop-up window. You can put it in your home page set and always have the pop-up window there for you, for yourself. What else? The bookmarklets, I haven't played with them too much, but I know it's kind of neat because you can use it to automatically manage bookmarks within your website code. I'll go ahead and kill that. What else? You can also use it, I think, for RSS feeds, but I've never played with it. I've never even played with an RSS feed at this point. Okay, questions?
You started out by asking if people were familiar with Delicious and saying it's similar, it's similarities. What is it about sidebar that you prefer or that you find works better in certain circumstances over?
Well, I can set up on my server. In other words,
you can run it on your server.
Yeah, on my server. You know, my link here. In other words, this is my server. I can put it on any server in the shop, and I have the database.
What's this written in? What does it require?
PHP, PHP 5, MySQL. Mm-hmm. It's the hey, just because I'm not going to buy a cert for an in-house server. What's kind of neat is they've got the thing set up with where's sidebar? Oh, LBL. Yeah, I have no clue how they have the database set up. It's hard to imagine you've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. And I don't know what these are. These must be views, I guess. Or indexes. You got 14 tables and 8 and 6 different indices. So it's a pretty sophisticated tool. It is open source. The the project is has some ads out there on the main site. So they've got some hooks in commercially. But it took me about half an hour to set it up the first time, and about 15 minutes of that was getting the damn permissions working right in MySQL. That's good. Yeah, it's a cool tool.
So those are the servers listed on the left that you need to be running?
No. This is just the production server. I was showing you the sidebar database.
So those other servers on the list are just stuff that's there?
Yeah.
Well, are they there or not?
What?
Those servers.
They're outside of sidebar, right? Other applications.
Well, yeah, MySQL is the only thing I use here. In fact, I don't even know if things like Webalizer is configured. I use Webmin primarily for MySQL. Because it's a drop-in interface for server management.
Yeah.
It's robust, it's mature, and I don't have to fool with Apache config for it like you do with PHP MyAdmin.
Webmin may be a topic for them.
Well, you're too late. I did it about 5 years ago.
Well, see, it's time for a refresh. People asked me about it before. So.
5 years ago, it didn't look like that. Is that a skin that you got, or is that the new default?
No, this is the new version.
Okay.
What is this? You can see how I have 1.3.5. Make the nag go away. What else do we have? Like I say, there's just so much stuff in here. The other thing is, in a lot of cases for me, it's easier to go in and do this stuff manually than it is to get the webmin working, because a lot of times his config isn't the way you do it in OpenBSD. Of course, it was kind of cool. This is a new server. I just updated it. Actually, 3 revs in the last 2 weeks because it's been getting stale. And I had to get Webalizer working because they moved some of the libraries over to XBase, and I don't want to install X on that machine. So I was really proud of myself. I found out what they were. I pulled them out of XBase. I made a tarball and I dropped them into userlib and got it working. What else? Well, it looks like I'm on time, but our MC isn't.
Mr. Mack. Well, actually, Gary is not going to be able to show up tonight. I'm sorry.
Here you go, Carl.
Since I've had a break.
Understand you want to shut up?
There you go.